Mark Unum's online. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Well, there's a lot of expectation around Shadow Hero, but gee, the feel around Quackerjack must be pretty positive as well today.
Yeah, look, I think that gained a bit of momentum with the expected rain, because he's a very good wet tracker. But look, he's got good form on all types of ground. He's just a really genuine animal.
Well, he looks to be to return well by the trials. You've got him look up and running nicely.
Yeah, look, he's come back really well. He's a sort of horse. He's just improved a bit each preparation. And look, even going back to the winter there, his form against Colding and Trope was pretty good. So, you know, he's coming back at a good time of year for him, and hopefully we end up maybe at the Villiers there.
Yeah. Just with him, if we get a few more showers, it's still a good four, Mark. So, are your hopes dampened by that with no rain, only 2.5 so far?
No. Look, he's, like I said, he goes on all types of ground. It probably dulls the others a bit. Look, he's in really good form. The way the race sets up, you'd think, either he'll control it or you make me smile, one or the other. And look, he's one leading and he's one taking a sit. So, you know, I'm happy with the horse. There's a bit of improvement to come, but his first up record probably should read 3 out of 4. The other first up run he had, he never got out. He ran about 7th in a race at Randwick, and he probably should have won it. So, he performs well first up, so I'd expect him to do the same.
Well, you won this race last year. You've got Shadow Hero in it this year, and obviously you're pretty confident you can do it again.
Yeah, look, I've always really liked this horse. I've been dying to get him out to the distances he's at now, and we all saw the other day what he could do at the end of 1800. And look, you'd think 2000 Randwick would only be better again for him. Every race he's been in, he's been the best finisher and the best through the line. You could see first up there in the Dulcify, he was hampered a couple of times in the straight, but his last 100 and his furlong through the line was really strong. And the other day, look, the race was run, ideally for him. I mean, midfield defence off a fast pace and into the clear from the 500. I'd like to see something similar today. He was so strong the other day to the line. You'd think, coming to Randwick and up to 2,000, he could only be better again.
Yeah, for sure. And probably you're probably happy with, obviously you've got a couple of wet trackers in today, but you're probably, the great uncertainty with him today was if we did get in onto a real wet track.
Yeah, well, look, I was hoping he'd handle it, but that's all it was. I mean, Pedigree suggested he would, and look, having ridden him a few times in work, I'd say he's got the sort of action to handle a wet track, but you don't really want to be coming here on your grand final day and have a heavy track thrown at you and not be sure. So I'm happy where we're at.
The last race, Two Good Chances, Black Magnum. Well, this is his distance range, 1,100 metres, and I thought it was a terrific run the other day.
Oh, look, it was. He gave a really good filly, about 7 kilos. So, his effort to keep hitting the line after being wide all the way was really good. He's maintained that sort of form, so he's been really good today. He'll be in the finish. The other filly,
We're just losing you a little bit, Mark. I think you're walking in the wind. Maybe just turn your head around, mate. Sorry.
Yep.
Just start
How's
with
that?
Black. Yeah, that's beautiful, mate. Just start with Black Magnum again.
Yeah, I'd just say he's in the same sort of form as he was the other day. He's just held his body weight really well. He's moving well. His work's been the same. So from a better alley, I'd expect to be in the finish. Whereas Invicta Salute, she's coming up well. She's had a couple of nice trials without being fully tested. And, look, she'll benefit from today's run. So if I had a leaning, it would only be just on fitness to Black Magnum.
Okay. Well, we'll wait and see. There's a little bit of band of rain down near Wollongong that I don't know whether it's going to get here or go inland before it gets here. So it will be interesting to see what happens with conditions. It's a good four, and we'll wait and see. We'll see you out here later on.
Yep, good. Thanks very much.